Yeah, brilliant. It's good to back up a result. We've been speaking all week that we need to back some results up because we've kind of gone win-loss. So to win again on the back of the Magic weekend is really good.
Yeah, you rattled in some terrific scores and one or two good individual performances as well out there, which is probably timely.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I thought Gaz O'Brien was brilliant until he came off. Michael Dobson as well was really stood up for us tonight. I thought both teams looked a little bit flat, to be fair, off the back of the Magic weekend, but I suppose that's probably the emotion of the game and how warm it was up there as well. And obviously Wakefield have had a big Catalan side to deal with as well, so it was important we kind of generated our own energy really within each other, and I think there were certain individuals who carried that forward for us.
Set it up nicely for a big game here now against Wigan.
Yeah, brilliant one to look forward to for us as well. So we need to be smart with the way that we prepare this week and get ready for Wigan. And it's going to be a big game that for us, because we want to make sure we're going into every game with the attitude that we're going to win these games as well. So to get Wigan coming down here is a big focus for us now to get the win.
Ian, everybody I speak to said Salford are great with ball in hand. I include myself with that. But perhaps not so great when they haven't got the ball. Is that something you're addressing, you're aware of, or do you just concentrate on, you know, letting people play with flair?
Or we like players to express themselves and play, not withhold anything. Like obviously we've got people like Weller, Josh Jones, who've got offload games as well, so we're happy for them to do that, but they've got to be able to back that up with the D. And all the boys know in there that whichever way we play with the football, which is we want to play an attractive style of rugby, we've got to be able to back it up with our D, so it's how hard we're going to work off the ball. And all the boys have got to focus with that and attitude. And sometimes kind of the scores get away from you, and it depends how much defending you do. I mean, to be fair, today we defended a lot of goal line shots from them as well, early doors, but we defended them and defended them pretty comfortably. And it was the same with Widnes last week. We defended 17 sets on our own goal line last week, and to do that shows that you're a decent defensive unit. It's just we don't want to do too many of them, because that's when they do start picking you off and scoring.
And we're going to find in a bit of form.
Yeah, we're going to play them really well. They've got some big players back, aren't they, with Tompkins and them. It'll be a good one for us, a good test for us to see how we go. I mean, we played them at their place, we played them in the pre-season friendly, so it's kind of 1-1 if you look at it that way. It'll be going to be a good one coming this Friday.
And pretty much halfway through the season, what would be your mid-term report on your team?
Yeah, we're going along well. We just need to be more consistent in what we do, and that's with everything, to be fair. That's off the field and on the field. I think if we can get that with it, amongst the group, and get real consistent with our performances, we'll be where we want to be, and that's high up the table.
Top eight still realistic, even if the points you didn't get any back?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at it as if we've not got the points, and that's our big aim, is to get into that Super 8s now for us, and we're confident that we can do that, and we've got to have that confidence and that belief, because we've shown against teams that we can defend and we can score tries as well. So we've got to take that confidence into every game going forward and expect to get the 2 points.
Thank you.
Brilliant.